China seems to be slowing down, but the US economy is speeding up. They're both major export markets for Australian ag products and weigh heavily on international prices. The latest report from the nation's commodity forecaster shows despite some mixed messages from the international economy, the value of Australian agricultural production is expected to remain strong. Clint Jasper has more.
The growth in the US economy has been a major factor in the falling Australian dollar. And whether your economy is slowing down or speeding up, you still need to eat. Combine that with some good winter growing conditions and the outlook for Australian agriculture looks pretty good, according to the Australian Bureau of Agriculture and Resource Economics and Sciences. Chief Commodity Analyst Jamie Penn says the gross value of farm production this year is tipped to jump 8% to $57 billion. But export earnings will fall just slightly.
For crops, especially for wheat and coarse grain, oil seeds, that the international prices have not been very supportive because plentiful supplies available around the world. But of course, we have a lower Australian dollar that will cushion the negative impact on our producers. For the livestock sector, prices will remain strong, but because we have this assumption that the herd and flock rebuilding will happen in the second half of this financial year, and that means slaughtering will be lower, and therefore beef, lamb, and mutton available for exports may be lower than would otherwise be the case. So that will have some impact on our exports.
A lot of export forecasters are looking to see what impact economic changes in China will have on the global economy. So how heavily did China weigh on this quarter's forecasting?
Of course, income growth in China is very important in determining the impact on world agriculture prices and also its import demand for Australian agricultural exports. Now, we have an assumption that the economic growth in China will remain to be between 6 and 7% in the next couple years. Of course, we are closely monitoring the situation in China, given the recent volatilities in its share market and also value of the currency. But all in all, we do not expect that economic growth in China will suddenly weaken very significantly in the short term. Also, we need to keep in mind that the effect of income growth on agricultural products is a bit less sensitive if you compare with mineral and energy commodities because people will have to eat.
And over the last couple of ABARES commodities reports, how significant has the positive economic data out of the United States been in affecting Australia's export earnings?
Well, certainly that the economic recovery in the United States will provide support for other OECD countries, such as the European Union and also some of our major trading partners in Asia. So that is good news for world economic outlook. Specifically, our beef exports to the United States have been very strong. So that helped in improving farm gate returns for our beef farmers. Also, strong economic growth in the United States will pave the way for a more general recovery of world economic growth. So that is a plus for the short-term outlook for agricultural export.
ABARES Jamie Penn speaking to Clint Jasper.